WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The first major show of Dadaist art is currently on exhibit in Washington. Our classical music critic Lord Schwartz went to see it and has this report.
The avant-garde ain't what it used to be. I was in Washington to see the colossal Dada show at the National Gallery of Art and was stunned by the inventiveness, the sexy irreverence, the satirical passion of a doomed civilization, and even the luminous beauty of these often fragile objects that seem hardly made to last. This anti-art movement that started as a response to the devastation of World War I eventually turned into the art of the future. Our contemporary avant-garde doesn't seem even to have begun catching up with what artists, poets, and musicians were doing in Switzerland, Germany, France, and New York between 1915 and the early 1920s. Pop art, op art, found art, conceptual art, chance music, and even the language poetry of the last half of the 20th century were already old-fashioned by the time they started. In the show are some of the most notorious icons of the Dada movement. The Mona Lisa with the mustache and goatee Marcel Duchamp added, and a porcelain urinal he called Fountain. Man Ray's flat iron with a row of tacks glued to the ironing surface. Scathing political images by George Grosch and Max Ernst. Printed on the steps going up to the second level of the National Gallery's East Wing are these instructions written by Tristan Zara, one of Dada's daddies. To make a Dadaist poem, take a newspaper, take a pair of scissors, choose an article as long as you are planning to make your poem. Cut out the article. Then cut out each of the words that make up this article and put them in a bag. Shake it gently. Then take out the scraps one after the other in the order in which they left the bag. Copy conscientiously. The poem will be like you. This was written in 1920, long before refrigerator magnets. Much Dadaist art is even more radical. A lifelong project of the German artist Kurt Schwitters, who's probably best known for his collages, is a poem called Ursonata, inspired by a 1918 poster poem by the artist Raoul Hausmann, which consists just of the letters FMSBW. Schwitters made this recording in 1932. You can hear it as you walk into the Schwitters room at the National Gallery, and it infiltrates your thoughts.
Oka, oka, lanke turgel, pip, 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 tuka, 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 lanke turgel, rum, rum, lanke turgel, tiulen, trullum, tum, trull, lanke turgel, rum, tilf, to, lanke turgel, tiulen, trull,
One treat took place in the lobby just outside the entrance to the exhibit. 16 baby grand player pianos, 4 bass drums, 3 xylophones, 3 fans with plastic interfering fingers that rattle like cards and bicycle spokes, a gong, a siren, and a brace of bells were lined up for a performance of perhaps the most important piece of music of the Dada period, the American film composer George Antheil's Ballet Mécanique, music he created in 1924 to accompany a surrealist silent film by the French artist Fernand Léger. synchronizing 16-player pianos proved impossible before the age of computers. But Tufts University's Paul D. Lehrman has devoted himself to reviving ballet mécanique and incorporating the score into Léger's film. Lehrman set up this National Gallery event and triggered the computer. The crowd in the lobby and in the stairwells were rocking to the percussive rhythms of this impetuous, hilarious, exhilarating, colorful, and chilling score, an ironic hymn to the industrial world, its accomplishments, and its menace. Here's part of that live performance. Lehrman's dazzling synchronization of the music with the film is included in an extraordinary 7-DVD set called Unseen Cinema. People at the National Gallery seemed hypnotized, amused, and overwhelmed by the Dada exhibit. A few seemed puzzled and outraged, which proves that nearly a century later, the Dadaists are still challenging our assumptions about art and politics and life in the world.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. The Dada Show is at the National Gallery in Washington through May 14th and then reopens at the Museum of Modern Art in New York on June 11th.